If you're like me, you dread adding yet another streaming service subscription to your life, but there's so much good stuff coming down the pipeline. It's a lot for even professional TV watchers, but NPR's Linda Holmes has done the work for you and me, and she joins us now with her list of what's worth your time. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Rachel.
So you've written this guide to July TV for NPR.org, but you open with the caveat that what is on screens these days isn't TV as we have known it before. Explain.
So there's been a kind of collapsing boundary between television and movies already. Now, even more movies are debuting at home at the same time as theaters, even big movies like Black Widow, Space Jam, stuff like that. Some of these things are clearly because of COVID. Other things are just the way of the world changing as, you know, big directors move to Netflix and so forth.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's out there. A lot of series are returning this summer, including Ted Lasso. I'm a big fan. Jason Sudeikis is this American football coach who somehow ends up coaching an English soccer team. Let's listen to a little bit of the trailer for season two.
I believe in communism. Rom communism, that is. If Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan can go through some heartfelt struggles and still end up happy, then so can we.
Heartfelt struggles, rom communism. I love it.
Gotta love that guy. I think Ted Lasso is a show that really swept a lot of people off their feet, speaking of rom-communism, with this kind of big-hearted comedy. You know, at the end of the season, there were a bunch of, you know, big changes, and now they're dealing with all those changes. I've seen a couple of the new episodes. It remains a delight. It's a really lovely cast. I think it's still just a super, super charming comedy.
It's a keeper. All right. So that second season of Ted Lasso is going to hit Apple TV on July 21st. Mark your calendars. But there's a new show coming to Apple TV, and I'm pretty excited about it. And we just need to say the title of this because it's fun to say. Schmigadoon!
Yeah, that's absolutely right. This one stars some veterans of sketch comedy, Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key. They play a couple who have stumbled into a town where everybody does a lot of singing and dancing. And they begin to suspect that they are in a different reality entirely.
We can't leave. It's like magic. We're in an actual musical.
Please, God, no.
Everybody!
So this comes out of deep love and appreciation of sort of old movie and Broadway musicals.
We're in a musical, okay? Nobody gets killed in a musical, except Oklahoma and Carousel and South Pacific. Oh, hello, West Side Story.
That's all the musicals.
It's really charming and funny and weird, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Cool. We all need some weird. So that's coming out July 16th. And then, of course, we would be remiss if we did not talk about the huge TV event of the year, the Olympics, Linda.
That's right. The Olympics start July 23rd. I think it's hard to say right now exactly what the coverage is going to look like, but it is a regular ritual to get together and talk about how much you don't like the way that they cover the Olympics on television. They tend to be tape delayed. People, quote unquote, spoil them on Twitter. Enjoy them or complain about them as you will.
Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Rachel.
Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon.